Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey girl, welcome back to Habit Hack Your Health. I'm so excited to bring you another Habit Hack Thursday episode. If this is your first time joining us for Habit Hack Thursday, every Thursday I alternate between a mindset, food freedom, and movement habit to help you take action. This is a quick episode, and I can guarantee you I'll more than likely leave you with a habit loop as well, because that is the easiest way you can take action. So today we're talking about movement. I always say this, it's one of my favorite habits. It's Probably because it's so automatic for me. It certainly didn't used to be that way. I was just talking with a one-on-one client actually this morning about how did you get to a place where it's just automatic? And it really was started through inspiration through my son, who I've mentioned on here before, was born with a heart problem. And for me, it was all about, you know, setting a good example for him and being like, well, if he doesn't have a choice in his heart health, I need to take care of myself. And from there, it really turned into doing it for me too, because I noticed everyone won when I was moving my body and taking care of myself, and I felt more confident, right? The mindset changed, then the body changed from there, I tell you what. And that's when I was like, I remember the day I was taking a spin class, and I just remember thinking, I could totally do this. It was kind of like one of those little nudges, you know, sometimes you hear from God and you're like, okay, maybe I should explore this. So I went and got my certification to teach spin. I did it in a weekend in Cincinnati. Like I drove there back and forth 2 days because I didn't want to pay for a hotel. And the rest is history. And I've been a group fitness instructor, personal trainer since then. I still coach at Orange Theory. I'm in the midst of finishing my yoga training. And I still teach spin every once in a while. It's like one of my soulmate workouts. It's just so much fun. And I love teaching group fitness. I still do personal training with my one-on-one clients who need more specific workouts for them as well. But when I was thinking about today's movement habit hack, I wanted to talk about 5 reasons why fitness isn't punishment and a habit loop to really help you change your mindset around this. And this really stems from thinking about being intentional with my words as a group fitness instructor. So when I coach a class, I am very intentional with the words I use. My words hold power for my members who are honestly, oftentimes you're in a very vulnerable state, right? You're sweating, you might feel emotional, you're lifting heavy, or you're running or power walking faster than you ever had. And many times that means overcoming self-limiting beliefs you had about yourself. I also come up with a quote of the day to start my classes to really help our members, anyone I'm coaching, really have a focus. And it helps me stay focused on what is the theme, what is the journey I want to take these people on so they have the best inside out workout ever. Whether that is about getting stronger, perseverance, being proud of just showing up, seeing that this is a form of self-care and that you can do hard things. But what you will never hear me say in a class, and this happens a lot with fitness instructors, and not to be like mean to their class attendees, I think it's just something that we had to relearn as fitness instructors years ago. But that is, and it's, I feel like this happens more at holiday times, right? Where you're like, you got to earn that meal, like especially like at Thanksgiving time, or you're going to do a turkey burn and burn off this, or, you know, you're coming off a girl's weekend, you got to burn off all those margaritas you just drank, or you thought in the past you needed to punish your body with an intense workout after like a crazy weekend or a holiday or even a vacation. I've done it too. Friends, this is not a healthy mindset around movement. And I'm sorry if you've ever felt like you've had to punish your body or if someone has said that to you, especially an instructor in class. I know they don't say it mean-spirited. Sometimes it just comes out. Like there's a lot of like automatic sayings that group fitness instructors say. I wish we were all so much more intentional with our words, because movement should not be punishment, but movement is rather for joy, for training, for life, to prove to yourself that you can do hard things in a workout. And girl, this applies to real life, right? Like there's been times where I am working out and it just applies to my real life. Like you're climbing uphill, you're lifting a heavy load, and we carry such a heavy invisible load. And I feel like sometimes we're going through really tough hills and inclines in our life. And this is a way for you to build that perseverance and show yourself that you can do it. Unfortunately, diet culture mentality has told us that working out, like we need to restrict our calories and work out harder, burn more calories to see results. And This is something we have to overcome and rewire our brains to think about when it comes to working out. And this is actually what we do in the first section of our signature course, the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod course. We got to rework that diet culture mindset. If you ever want to give that a shot, go grab it. It's linked in the show notes for you. This is higher level habit strategy, y'all. But today, I wanted to dig deep into five reasons why fitness isn't punishment and give you a habit loop to help you change your mindset as well if these thoughts start creeping in for you, because it's normal, it happens, but we deserve to move our bodies because we need to, and I want you to. I don't want you to be like, this is a chore, this sucks, it's terrible, I hate doing it. I want you to, like, on the other side of your workout, the hardest part's getting there, promise, especially at early class. It's the most amazing feeling in the world, and it honestly changed my life. And that's why I wanted to help coach others, and I have been since 2016. Now, if you are looking for a workout you can easily do at home that is focused on a busy working mom and focus on what we need in this stage of our life as far as like strength training goes, I do have a free 3-day at home workout. It's actual videos, right? There's an upper and lower body strength workout. We need to get strong, ladies. And there's a fun HIIT workout too. Now, this is for all levels. I provide modifications. You can grab it at bit.ly/@-home-workout-freebie. It's also linked in the show notes. Okay, let's get into the five reasons why fitness isn't punishment, and I'll give you a habit loop at the end, so stay tuned. Number one, this is all coming from a busy working millennial, zillennial, whatever we're called, mom, okay? Number one, you need to change working out to thinking about as stress reduction and mental well-being, okay? Regular exercise can be such a powerful habit for managing stress and improving your mental health. We juggle so much, right? And that leads to really high levels of stress. Exercise releases endorphins, which are natural mood lifters. It helps reduce your levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, if you're doing this in a safe way, not over exercising and doing like HIIT workouts every day. There's a method to do this in a safe way, which we teach inside our program. And it can really just overall improve your mood. It can help reduce your anxiety and better to cope with the demands of life. Like seriously, sometimes when I'm coaching a class, I'm like, y'all, this is self-care. This is therapy. Everyone's not in their head like, amen. Next, increased energy and productivity. So we have so many demands, right? We're trying to balance work, family, our household responsibilities, and staying physically active can actually boost your energy levels and overall productivity, right? And I know you know this, right? But we're so tired and we're like, I know when I work out, it gives me more energy, but I'm too tired to even work out. Like, girl, move your body. It can help your cardiovascular health, your circulation, your oxygen flow to your brain where you can think more clearly and lose that brain fog, right? You're going to have sustained energy throughout the day, okay? You're also going to be more focused, more efficient, and effective in your work and your personal life. I guarantee it. I know for a fact because I am. I feel that way when I work out. Next, enhance physical health, longevity, training for life, y'all, right? Prioritizing fitness can have long-term benefits for physical health and longevity, which is especially important for us to maintain our well-being so we can participate in the different stages of our children's life. My boys are 16 and 12. I want to be active to be able to get them to all the places they need to go, to be able to be active with them and really show them that I'm taking care of myself, because I want to be an old grandma someday. Like, here's what I want to do. I want to be able to like do really cool things with my kids and my grandkids. I want to host yoga retreats when I'm an old lady someday. Are you there? Let's go. But this can really optimize your health. I don't know about you, but if you've ever looked at your mom or grandmother and saw them suffering from some type of chronic illness, like that's oftentimes a big motivator for folks that I work with at this stage, our late 30s, early 40s, where we want to be just training for life. Next, this is an important one. I don't think we think about this very often, but improved sleep quality. Ugh, sleep is the real deal. That is the best habit you can do for yourself. It's something I need to work on better, especially the nights before I coach and I get up super duper early. I get up at 3:50, you guys. It's so early. And I'm not going to tell you what time I go to bed because I need to go to bed earlier and I'm embarrassed. But quality sleep is essential for overall health and well-being. Girl, I know your schedule, you're stressed, you're trying to balance it all. And a lot of times we do something like we called revenge sleep procrastination. We talked about this about last month on the show about how we stay up late, like scrolling our phone or like watching TV or even just like doing chores because we're trying to like catch up, but also have just time to ourselves, right? Where no one's talking to us, right? You have to prioritize your sleep, and working out will ensure that you go to sleep more soundly, you sleep well, it's quality sleep, and you wake up with more energy versus that groggy feeling. I don't ever want you to sacrifice sleep for a workout. If you're an early morning workout person, ensure you're going to bed at a restful time the night before. And then number five, I think this is so important. This is a really great habit hack, honestly, to help you get started. Realize that you're being a positive role model for your children. They're watching. They are watching. Whether they, like, they're preteen and teens like my kids, and they're like, okay, mom, they're watching. They're watching how you deal with stress. They're watching you take care of yourself. And I know you want them to do the same for themselves, right? You're setting a positive example that the benefits of taking care of yourself is something they can do too. My boys are at the age now where I see them getting stressed. And I'm like, go for a walk. Like, go get on the assault bike and like bang it out for like 5 minutes. And they're like, oh, I feel so much better on the other side. My son does weight training every day at school, at the high school, and he just feels like freaking on fire. He was like, I always feel better after a workout. Wow. Crazy concept. And I know when he goes off to college someday, he will continue that habit because he knows it is good for him. And he's seen that through my habits and my husband's as well. If you make this a priority for yourself, monkey see, monkey do, like I always said, your kids are going to as well. And I know you want to do that for them. A lot of times when we're trying to prioritize our health, a lot of times I have our women, once we debunk our diet culture mentality, we really focus on our habit identity, who we want to be. And a lot of times that's focused around our children, around other people. But when you get deeper into your habit hacking journey, it usually turns into like, I'm doing this for me. Because then you start to feel freaking amazing. And I love it when my clients get to that point. Now, let's chat about a habit loop to help you take action when you want to work out and just lean into what I consider the best part of the workout. The end of the workout, right? This will help you lose that diet culture mentality when you feel like you have to punish your body via a workout, okay? Again, a habit loop is a cue, routine, reward. This ain't my first rodeo talking about this. If this is your first time listening to Habit Hack Your Health, I always provide usually a habit loop because this is an easy way for you to take action. It's one thing to listen to the show. It's another thing to have a tool in your tool belt to take action, and a habit loop is it. So the cue is the workout is over. The routine is I want you to track and journal how you felt before your workout and after. I guarantee you your mood is boosted. You feel clear. You feel amazing, right? The reward is you are able to see how amazing you feel after. You have more energy, more focus, more productive, which takes you through the rest of your day. You're coming from a place of self-love then versus punishment. Right now, if you do this and you're like, well, I feel better about the big burger I ate last night, like that's okay. But lean into the workout making you feel amazing, not that you are punishing your body. Working out should never be a punishment, but is a privilege. It's a form of self-care. And honestly, I think one of the most important habits you can do for yourself. It's going to ebb and flow as the seasons of your life change, but you can move your body throughout all seasons of your life. You just have to have some habit hacks in place to make them work. So I hope today was helpful. I thought this was so important to address personally as a fitness professional, and just know that I'm cheering for you. Grab that at-home workout in the show notes if you need a workout to do at home. I'm always rooting for you, girlfriend. I'll see you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you are ready to take action in creating your own habit loops, then I want to invite you to take the 3-day Habit Loop Bootcamp email challenge. You'll learn how to create your own cue, routine, and reward from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy that we've shared here on the show. And oh, it's also available audio only too, so you can take it on the go while your mom Ubering around town. Just go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp. It's linked in the show notes as well to start taking action now. And if you love the show, the biggest way you can support me and other mamas like you is to leave a quick written review so we can help more mamas stop dieting and start training for life via habit hacking. Love and appreciate you.